too loud. Too loud with Sal and Ryan and Dawson. It's a different song, though. Yeah, it's Herb Albert.
Wait, this isn't Herb Albert?
No, this is Mexican Strip by Bent Fabric. Yeah, so, you know, this is probably one of the top five instrumental songs of all time. But welcome back to another episode of Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. We're going to go over NBA playoffs today. We got special guests, Poor Man Betts, a.k.a. Austin, our Rams correspondent. Austin, you there?
Woo! Yeah, just doing some laundry.
Yeah. First time we've heard from you in a while. We used to talk about horses. We talk about your Rams. But now we're going to talk about some basketball. Don't worry, we'll talk about your Lakers in the second segment. No, I know. But right now we're going to get into this NBA play-in tournament. Sal, you like the NBA? You like the playoffs?
Yes.
I mean, you're the only one here that actually has a team in the playoffs.
In the East, too. I have my team. I have my Celtics. They're doing great. I will get to them. But, yes, it is NBA playoff time. This is too loud. But I have some, like, underdog favorites that I'm rooting for. And starting with the play-in, that's who it was. It was the Cavs. I wanted the Cavs to beat the Nets because I don't want to play the Nets as a Celtics fan.
I don't know why you think that the Cavs had, or the Celtics, not the Celtics, yeah, the Cavs had any chance against the Nets. You already knew Kyrie and KD were just going to score too many points for them to handle. If they had Sexton and your boy Rubio, maybe, but.
No, who's?
They lost 1-15.
Jared Allen.
They lost Jared Allen.
Jared Allen, what do you mean?
Well, then
Sexton and Rubio. And Rubio was already like, oh, wow, that's crazy. It was Jared Allen is the reason why.
Yeah, and the Nets beat him 115-108. As Katie and Kyrie.
That's why I don't want to play them as a Celtics fan.
59 total points, and Bruce Brown added 18. Evan, Austin, after, I don't know if you watched this game or even gave a fuck about the Cavs or Nets, because none of these teams.
No, I didn't see it because I fucking knew the Nets would fucking win. They're on a 5-game win streak right now.
Right now they're looking badass. So
They're about to kick Celtics ass for sure.
I think so, but we'll talk about that. But 108-115. Is Evan Mobley your rookie of the year, Austin?
Fuck no.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's exactly what.
Hell no.
There's no way he's rookie there. You saw him coming the line.
He looks good because of Darius Garland, dude. That guy's a fucking beast.
Exactly.
Garland is
a
monster.
I was playing fantasy when Garland was out for that period of time. Evan Mobley's fantasy tank sucked. Like, he was dropping no points on the board.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, but he'll be a good player. He's a unicorn, but this is his first year, you know. And what the fuck can you expect from the Cavs? Yeah. They're the fucking Cavs.
The Cavs are doing great this year. The Cavs are helping my fantasy basketball team that we're all in, and those playoffs just ended. But yeah. Garland ruined it for me because he played in the All-Star weekend, did like the Cavs 3-on-3 ball, and then that week he took the week off.
Oh,
I ended
fuck.
Up losing, and I got out of the playoffs. I was like, what the hell, man? You can do your mini games, but you can't play? And Jared Allen got hurt. He was on my team. But the Cavs are my underdogs.
That's a new NBA for you, right? With the play-in and this bullshit tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I forgot to ask Austin how he feels about the play-in, but we'll ask him right after this.
I also have the Cavs at 1,200 to win the East.
So that means the Nets are, you know, going to face off against your Celtics, a 2 against the 7th seed. But the other play-in game just finished right now, Hornets versus Hawks. Destroyed them, 132-101.
Oh yeah.
As we all knew who was gonna go off. Trey Young dropped 24, but then Gallinari with 18, DeAndre Hunter with 22, Huerter, Bogdanovich, Clint Capella all hit double digits. 6 of their players hit double digits. While Miles Bridges just hit a bitch in the face in the stands with the mouthpiece. You didn't see it?
No.
He's mad because this Hawks fan was heckling him. It was a guy. He's like, oh, you suck. And then Miles Bridges got pissed, took off his mouthpiece. Too loud curse. It bent around the guy and then hit a girl like right next to him. And she was like, ew, like you just hit me with the mouthpiece. But to Miles Bridges' credit,
threw his mouthpiece.
He tweeted like, hey, no, that's not cool. Like, hit up that girl. Like, he's gonna, I don't know if he's gonna have sex with her, but he's gonna hook her up in some way.
He's gonna put it in the next music video.
I'm surprised they're not playing any Miles Bridges right now, to be honest.
No, I'm mad that Mexican Strip restarted, even though I have a bunch of other songs. Sorry for that.
No, but you know about that game?
What?
That they fucking traded Cam Reddish, a Duke player, and then fucking DeAndre Hunter went off.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, Duke player said Bowles. He was picked before him.
Yeah, no, that, yeah. And DeAndre Hunter, I think, is just a better potential. He just plays defense. That's another thing. And my boy LaMelo didn't show up, but he won me a fantasy basketball championship, so I don't care. I'm going to draft him all again next year. And Hornets, they...
You didn't even draft them this year. I had them.
Yes, I know. You drafted Luke and LaMelo, and you traded them to me. But anyways...
Dude, they need to fire the coach.
They need to fire James Borrego. Yeah, that's number one. But
all that guy's worried about is fucking his coffee and his fucking bagels in the morning.
Yes, I know that. But do they have to focus fire him? Or should Jordan step down? Because he's owned the team since 2006 and they haven't won a playoff game. They haven't won a playoff series.
You're asking Jordan to quit?
Well, I'm just saying, it's been 16 years. When do you finally just say, I'm not that good at this? John Elway did. John Elway stepped down after winning a championship, so... Who needs to do it? Step down or James Borrego get fired?
Both. Yeah. They need to hire my ass.
Yeah, LaMelo needs the best environment for him, and Jordan just thinking he's the best, but LaMelo's the new guy.
No, you got to think of it this way. Jordan just started caring about, like, the Hornets with this, like, LaMelo pick. Like, before you're just like, yeah, I own a team, and now he's like, oh, I own a team and I win. Magic probably talked shit to him. Like, shit like that. It's like, oh, at least I was, like, running the team, so... You know Jordan wants one just with the competitor he is as an owner. So he's not going to step down until he wins. He's not going to quit.
This is Miles Bridges. Right?
That's his team.
This is RTB, MB, and between RTB Capo. Her and her. Dude, so.
Oh my God.
Start having a... See, this is when you say your take, your ridiculous take.
No, but he's just the great. No, it was my outro because this is my goodbye to Miles Bridges, goodbye to LaMelo.
Out of 10 rappers
in the world. Hey, you should have played intro by fucking Miles Bridges. What the fuck?
It's okay. It's because they didn't win. If they would have won, trust me, Miles Bridges would have played this whole fucking segment. But it's over.
Do you believe that Miles Bridges is a top 10 rapper?
Dude, Miles Bridges is not.
Miles Bridges is top 10 rapper, dude.
Today, but he might be a top 3 rapper.
Oh, actually, yeah, straight up. No cap, out of everyone dropping their shit right now, like, his shit is bad. No cap.
This is good, and can any of them match up to a 6'10 guy on the court? Can they lace it up with him?
No. And could they beat him in a fight, though?
No,
basketball players can't fight. There's a lot of video evidence that they're just long and lanky.
Michigan, we're letting them out, man. Salute to Miles Bridges.
Did you see Nate Robinson fight? He looked awful.
He's a fucking hobbit.
Yeah. It's amazing. You guys are both taller than Nate Robinson.
He belongs in a fucking movie.
We're getting too caught up on these Miles Bridges.
It's your fault. This is what happens when you start playing Miles Bridges.
It's like Gary Coleman's dad.
The Hawks are basically the AC. I keep going back and forth with my ex. They call me Malcolm. Miles Bridges is the GOAT.
It's me, the fucking Timberwolves.
No, that's good for the AC because they still have to play the Cavs. Yeah. Solidifies the AC.
Yeah,
but we have our top 1-7 seeds still right
Yeah.
now. How do you want to start this out?
So we're just going to do the...
7th seed first? Or 2nd and 7th first? Or make our way out in?
Well, we're staying on the plane, so we're going to go...
Gonna go straight into
now it's what, Cavs versus Hawks? To see who plays the Heat?
Yeah, Cavs versus Hawks.
Do you think the Cavs... Who do you get? Cavs or Hawks? And then do you think they even have a chance to get the Heat?
Hawks are going to beat the Cavs. Cavs don't have it right now. And the Hawks will beat the Heat. They'll beat them. That'll be the upset.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no.
Fuck no. Hell no.
You got the Heat beating whoever?
I have the Heat going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
What?
Yeah, it's between them and
everything. They always choke though for some reason.
Nah. I don't know. Like they just got that leadership now. They got Kyle Lowry.
I forgot Lowry, but they do have Kyle Lowry.
No, I did not forget. He was part of my championship team. I know what Kyle Lowry does.
Wow.
Also, Kyle Lowry takes a spot.
Also, Bam has been a little bit like healthier this year. You know, they honestly could have fucking gave us a fucking for our money when we played him like 2 years ago if Bam was healthy, but he wasn't.
I think, and that's the
big difference.
That's the line right there because I think Laker fans just want the Heat to win to be like, well, see, we beat that Heat team.
Ice,
that team wasn't a half year, nothing happened team when it kind of was, but
All I'm saying is if someone drafted LaMelo Ball,
fucking talk about
LaMelo Ball, Luka Doncic, and Bam Adebayo in fantasy, there's no way they should have lost the championship. Like Sal.
I got the right players.
But yeah, no.
I think Trae Young. So yeah, playoff Trae Young is a thing.
Why are they? So you have the.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's that Sal's dad kept all the apples.
Yes. And do you
the
have
apple
a,
does fall apart from the tree.
Do you have the Hawks or the Cavs winning? And then how many games are the Heat gonna win? Beat that team. So you have the Heat going so far.
You said Hawks versus Cavs?
Yeah, they have to play each other for the play-in.
Oh, fuck. I had the fucking Hawks. They were fucking hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Hawks are for sure.
They played good without Trae Young having a good game. He got off to a cold start. He only started scoring those points towards the end.
It's fine. Playoff Trae Young's a thing. Nah, I think Austin's right. I think the Cavs just aren't ready yet. And they have people hurt. They'll be back. But now, like, that young team's like, dude, we could have done something. And they're going to be probably the one seed next year. One or two seed next year. Watch.
I mean, you got to look at it this way. The fucking the Hawks made it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, so they
playoff
got
Trae Young is a thing. I trust Trae Young in the playoffs right now more than I trust James Harden.
Yeah, just ask the Knicks fans.
Yep.
But yeah, so does that match? Let's go over the other legendary match we got. Celtics at the Celtics at the two seed, taking on KD and the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie's Ramadan. So the problem is
it's over.
The problem it's is over. Before we get your take on the Celtics is that if KD and Kyrie average about 60 points a game, they should win because Bruce Brown has been playing amazing third man ball. Like, he's been perfect as a shooting guard on defense and on offense, and if he chips in an extra 15, that team's pretty much unbeatable. And then it's not like they have an incompetent center. They have Andre Drummond, who's bigger than any of your guys. We'll see how Al Horford could take him, but he should be able to. But they have absolutely no defense out, and you guys have all the fucking defense. You guys should destroy them. I honestly have the Nets, but I'm thinking this is some Vegas bullshit where you think the Nets are good because KD's coming in hot, but then the Celtics put him down because this is finally their one up, their one over. But it looks like that's how it could be each way, but I have to take KD in the Nets because they have better scores. Like, if Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum go off, it's going to equal to, like, 49 to 55 points. If Kyrie and KD go off, it's equal to 55 to 65 points, which is going to be more. And Bruce Brown's playing better ball than any of your third men. We'll just see how Payton Pritchard shows up. That's it. But go on.
Yeah. Well, I think the Celtic team will go far to, like, the Eastern Conference Finals and probably blow it again. They're just not there, especially if Time Lord out, Robert Williams. I think it's really going to be hard to stop KD, because at least Time Lord is big, and he would have been able to, like, be on KD, you know? Marcus Smart is going to do his damnedest to just beat up Kyrie for the entirety of the series. And even Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum will
switch off
of KD and Kyrie. They both could guard both. So they're going to try to beat him up. If they could beat up Kyrie, and then Jason Tatum has to show up. I could see Jaylen Brown.
He has to do what he did in the month of March, where he was going off for 30 points a game, and then because in the fantasy playoffs at the end, like, he was doing ass for me.
I was on the Austin Fair show on Instagram, and he was like giving his reasons why Jason Tatum isn't a star, because he's like, he doesn't give those superstar games. Like, he'll score a random 60 on a game no one cared about on a Tuesday. But he doesn't have those superstar games where, like, oh, it's a big game. We need him to win. And we could just give him the ball.
Yeah, that's true. But he's getting older, so, I mean, we'll see. Austin, what do you think? Who do you like? You already said who you like, but why do you like
the Nets? The Nets got this. I mean, if you look at the NBA, it's all about star power. They got more stars. And also, they got my secret weapon, who I never got to fucking use in the fucking fantasy league. They got Ben Simmons. They're gonna put him at center, and then they're gonna go far.
They're not gonna put Ben Simmons at goddamn center.
Hey, they put Bruce Brown at fucking center. Anything's fucking possible.
Did they put him at center?
I mean, they.
Sometimes.
Steve Nash is a madman, but I got.
Yeah.
It's Celtics in six. Let's go.
Celtics in six. All right.
Celtics in six.
Nets in six.
We got the third and the sixth seed going against each other. Bulls versus Bucks. This one's not hard. Bucks at 3 seed. Bucks at 6 seed. Bucks Bulls have been sliding fat ever since they lost Lonzo and his defense. Their defensive rating just dropped to like bottom third of the league. And Giannis, man.
Yeah, because Kobe and Ayo don't. They score, but they don't play defense.
Yeah, and when you got Giannis, Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton all healthy, just not going to go well for you. I got Bucks in like six, maybe even five. They're going to win this one easy. What do you think, Austin?
I got Bucks sweeping. You're looking at a young team who's never been to the fucking playoffs before. I mean, they're trending down. I'm like, you know, the locker room can't be that good, you know, especially for them to go against the defending champs who are kind of hot. Yeah, I see it as a sweep. No chance.
Yeah, I always say Bulls never beat good teams. They always beat shitty teams. The Bucks are a great team, so it's not going to work out. And they have good coaching, too.
Yeah.
They should sweep them. I could see either one of two things happening, though. I could see them, like, losing game one, because game one means nothing. And people freak out, and then they sweep them after that. Or even crazier that they lose the first two games at home and then go 4-0 sweep from there.
The only way they would win game one is if fucking Zach LaVine drops 50.
I mean, he could, though. If the Bulls beat the Bucks, I will believe them as a championship contender. But the Bucks, like, should just dominate the series. Giannis is – I believe Giannis is the best player in the NBA right now. Like, if I'm building a team, I want Giannis first.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's ridiculous.
Him or Ben Simmons at center.
Damn. Him at any position. Giannis is just amazing.
Not a point guard, but I mean –
that dude's huge.
He carried the rock a couple times.
That dude's crazy good. And he's, like, a pretty great player, not even being the biggest kid out there.
All right, yeah. Then. Next matchup, we got probably the most exciting matchup in the Eastern Conference besides Celtics and Nets. 76ers at the 4 seed going against the Raptors at the 5th seed. Last time these two teams met, Kawhi Leonard put the dagger on them in Game 7. Going
the double
to the
doink.
Finals to go in and beat the fucking pussy-ass Warriors. That had to be put in there, yes. Anyways, the Raptors are a surging team. James Harden sucks in the playoffs, but there's absolutely no way the Raptors beat the 76ers in this series. Like, you're telling me Fred VanVleet is going to beat the Fred VanVleet's Raptors are going to be Joel Embiid's Sixers.
Forgot about your boy Scotty Barnes. No. And that's championship. So he has a ring. Fred VanVleet has a ring.
What makes me laugh in fantasy basketball, I was right for drafting Evan Mobley, Scotty Barnes, Kate Cunningham, and Jalen Green. They all went off, but they just took their time. But no, like, the Raptors are good, but another team that's just they're like the old Hawks team. They just need someone to help them put them over. Like, if they had KD on their team, oh, they'd be crazy, you know, like Kawhi, they'd be crazy. But Scotty Barnes is not gonna be that player this year. Or maybe even next year. But he's a complete player, he's great. Just Doc Rivers isn't gonna fucking what do you say? He's not gonna choke this round. He's gonna choke soon. But he's not gonna choke this round.
Yeah, Joel Embiid's my MVP. I think they should give it to Joel Embiid. So
they should, but they're not going to. It's okay. I like Jokic.
I'll take the Sixers. Maybe this is the one where, like, somebody got. You know what? Don't underplay the Raptors. I think I wouldn't be shocked if the Raptors won.
See, and the thing is too, you gotta go to Canada, and then they have their whole mask mandate and all their COVID shit over there.
Yeah.
So it's just like a whole, like, different type of atmosphere. But I don't know. Are they gonna be over there, or are they gonna just be in Florida during the playoffs?
Ooh, don't be shocked if the Raptors win. I think they go over there.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're saying Al Horford could, like, would have to do the same thing for the Celtics.
What do you think, Austin?
Honestly, fuck, dude. That's so crazy how I'm barely seeing the standings right now. Like, just closely looking at them, I can't believe the fucking Raptors at the 5th seed. I didn't fucking notice that shit at all. I thought they were going to be, like, fucking 9 or 10.
I know. They were – no, because they've been – I mean, out of their last 10 games, they won 8.
I mean, you're you know, one of my favorite players, fucking Fred VanVleet, the barber, fucking Drake's twin. I mean, I think the Sixers take it, but I think they'll get 2 on them.
Yeah, that's
maybe – maybe the first and maybe, like, the fourth game. But they have
no
– unless he fucking gets hurt, then – it's a whole fucking different story.
If it's literally James Harden,
because he could get hurt. It's happened before in years past.
You're 100% right. If he gets hurt and it's just James Harden, I completely switch my my pick to the Raptors because I do not believe in James Harden whatsoever. I've seen this guy countless times choke in the playoffs. Yeah. With Doc Rivers there, it's just he's just gonna do like no adjustments and it's gonna be off.
Yeah, he's gonna have fucking he's gonna drop a shooting play for Massey Tybull.
Yeah, and no, Matisse Thybulle. No, you haven't heard. He's not gonna play because he hasn't gotten the second dose of the vaccine.
Actually, he is gonna play, but he can't go to Canada.
Yeah, he can't go to Canada.
Can't play the road games
for their shit. So he's because he doesn't want to get the second dose because he's boycotting the second dose. He took the first one.
Watch James Harden get hurt. Tyrese Maxey just go crazy.
Oh, dude, Tyrese Maxey's been picking it up the last 2 weeks, though. Yeah, that is one thing.
Tyrese Maxey in the playoffs, I think he's going to put on a show.
He might be the best Duke in the playoffs right now.
That's going to be the guy that after that series, everybody's like, oh, wow, Tyrese Maxey's actually pretty good.
Yeah, but that's the Eastern Conference side of the NBA playoffs. Let us know what you think at Too Loud Pod, at Too Loud Sound Ryan on TikTok. When we come back, we're going to go over the Western Conference side. We might talk about Austin's favorite team in the beginning.
What's up?
Let us know. We are Too Loud.
Goddamn, I'm fucking up my lungs. All right, here we go. $1,000 jean rocker, Mike Amiri's on. Woke up in May 10, you was eating Cheerios.
I ain't recording in 2 weeks.
What
it
do?
This is episode 222.
I went gun crazy, I got drug addicts. Big gang, keep that stick on me. Yeah, that's my little nigga. Crib member, we don't do swiping. Cause bitch, we drug
traffic. Too Loud.
Welcome back to another segment of Too Loud of our NBA playoff edition. We're breaking down every NBA playoff match, giving who we think is the better option and who's gonna win. And, when the next round starts, then we'll go over the next round. We're just going over the first round right now and the play-in tournament. Austin, I know you'd be hyped talking about the play-in tournament if we were talking about the Lakers, but we're not because they're out. They got bounced real bad. And your Lakers sucked it. So what do you have to say? What do you have to say that your Lakers are just as good, if not maybe a little bit worse than my Pistons?
How do you feel that your Lakers are worse than your Clippers?
Not fucking, dude. I would be pissed if we were in the fucking play-in. Like, I don't even know why the fuck they were even trying. Like, if we're not going to be a top fucking four, if we're not going to be top four, why even fucking make the playoffs?
That's 100% true.
Fucking what? For fucking what? We're the fucking Lakers. What? We're the fucking five seed. Okay, I don't give a fuck. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's fucking. Oh my god. Everyone was sucking their fucking dick this offseason. And I was like, no, fuck no. It was like, the spacing doesn't make any sense. The coach is fucking retarded. Anthony Davis is a bitch. And all these guys are worried about what to fucking wear before the game. Like, it's not gonna fucking work out. And it fucking didn't.
The Lakers are laughable. They were my favorite team to watch this year in the NBA.
They're literally the fucking laughingstock of the fucking league.
Oh, it is.
James Worthy
so
said,
much
like,
fun.
This is the lowest the Lakers franchise has ever been in their history.
This is the worst season. This is the worst season I've ever seen. I know people want to bring up Ryan Kelly, fucking Vanderbilt, Jordan Clarkson, that fucking team. At least they fucking play with fucking balls.
That's true.
At least they didn't come to the fucking pregame with a fucking skirt on. I mean, and we had no fucking expectations, right? Because fucking what, Kobe was already fucking gone. Fuck, man.
Yeah, that era of the Lakers was sad because it didn't matter. It's like
it didn't fucking matter.
It was cute, but like
it was cute. When they would fucking win games and when they went close games with the Warriors, we would be all fucking hyped. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. But this was like I equated to. Ryan, earlier, I think I know how people on the outside in feel like making fun of Cowboy fans. Because that's how it feels, making fun of these Lakers.
This is how Sacramento King fans feel.
You guys are supposed to be so good and be like the greatest team ever. And like, you just fail. You have LeBron James and you're not making the playoffs.
Oh my God. I don't ever want to hear someone ever say that he's fucking even close to Michael Jordan.
LeBron made the finals every year for 10 years. Until he got to your team. And he's lost. He's not made the playoffs more times than he's made the playoffs.
He shrinks into the LA lights. And not anyone can just play her.
Oh, it is so crazy. He has not made the playoffs in front of an LA audience.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, he does. I'm glad we're all agreeing right here.
I don't even want to hear anyone say that he's fucking better than Magic Johnson.
No, he's gonna win when he plays with his kid. But he's
on the Suns when he joins.
Yeah, whatever defunct franchise he joins, he's gonna win immediately and just make you guys so worse.
He said he wants to fucking play with Curry, right? He wants to suck his dick too.
Yes.
God.
Jordan would never say you want to play with fucking John Stockton or Carmelo. Sitting shit on
me. I want to play with them. We can all fucking hug each other in the locker room and fucking post back together.
Yeah.
My God.
I understand what it is. But let's go into the playoffs. Let's talk about teams who matter. Let's go over this NBA play-in. Oh, Austin, you're going to have a fucking field day because you're going to love this. So let's talk about the only Western game that's complete in the out of play-in was the Clippers versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves won 109, and they won a classic NBA Timberwolves championship. They won the only play-in championship I've ever seen in my life. Anthony Edwards took off because we've all said Anthony Edwards is the GOAT, and the only person that doesn't like him is Sal because he traded Luka for him, and that's the dumb
thing. He's cool. He's just not.
He's awesome.
He just doesn't score, which blows my mind.
Career high.
He's what everyone thought Zion would be.
In the playoffs. Yeah, everyone thought Zion would be. He's exactly what he is, except skinny.
Yeah, yeah. He's in shape.
He'll build some muscle. He'll get heavier.
He's only gonna get bigger.
He'll be all muscle though. Oh, he will.
So yeah, so Pat Beverly had 11 rebounds, 3 assists. 7 points, 10 chirps, 1 cry, and threw 1 jersey into the stand, man. What do you make of that celebration by the T-Wolves, Austin?
Was it too loud?
Well, with that stat line, I gotta say that's better than Russell Westbrook's bitch ass. But as far as this fucking celebration, oh my fucking God, dude. What a fucking embarrassment. Literally, the fucking TNT crew couldn't wait to fucking get on to talk shit. As soon as they fucking got on, they were fucking laughing with me. I knew fucking people around the world were fucking laughing. That's fucking embarrassing. You're really gonna fucking go up there like you fucking want something? Come on, give me a fucking break, dude. You're fucking playing in Minnesota. It's fucking raining outside. Oh my God. They fucking suck. They're fucking embarrassing. They just show how fucking sorry their fucking city and their franchise is. That's fucking embarrassing.
I used to like them because they had KG, but if they couldn't win with KG, they suck. Because KG in his prime was awesome.
I mean, they did win a chance to get to the playoffs. So, like, the Lakers didn't even have a chance.
Okay, I'm glad we reverted back to Lakers. Because I wanted to, kind of go into this real quick. Austin, what do you think about that Twitter talk that they're saying Anthony Davis is, almost like Tim Duncan? They're similar.
He's a top 75 player of all time.
Oh my God, dude. Fucking, first things first, I gotta give a shout out to Tim Duncan. I don't know if he's gonna hear this, but shout out to you, man. You fucking gave me an autograph. I'll never fucking forget that. But fuck, no, hell no. He will never fucking touch fucking Tim Duncan's fucking jockstrap, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I saw that meme today.
People were like, he played in the Hall of Fame cast. I'm like, dude, you know he was fucking NBA fucking first team in his fucking rookie season?
And it was that thing is Tim Duncan is closer to being Michael Jordan than Anthony Davis is to Tim Duncan.
Oh yeah. No fucking doubt.
Yes.
Paul has 5 rings.
Yes.
And
that's a great bar.
He has 3 finals MVPs.
Definitely. He was one of the greatest teams of all time. They made it to the Elite Eight in the greatest team of all time tournament.
He could have won 6 if Ray Allen didn't hit that fucking corner 3 to put them up.
Yeah.
Fuck that bullshit.
Yeah.
He won it in his rookie year.
But yeah, no. We were getting hot off this stuff.
Speaking of the Spurs.
Yeah, the Clippers have to play the winner of the Spurs-Pelicans game, and the Spurs are down 9 points with 7 minutes to go left in the fourth. The Pelicans are probably going to win this game. They're at home. They have better scorers than anyone on the Spurs. Kelvin Johnson and Devin Vassell and DeJounte is not enough to outscore Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum. It's just not going to happen. So even your boy Herbert Jones.
Herbert Jones.
It looks like
Popovich is an amazing coach, man. I can't believe that team is better than the Lakers. That's ridiculous.
They're not
the Spurs
than the Lakers.
Are always better than the Lakers.
Just a better coach. We didn't even talk about Frank Vogel. But yeah, how much better is Pop than Frank Vogel to you, Austin?
Oh my God. It's not even fucking close.
That's all you can say. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can fucking say. Like, this guy's a fucking dumbass. Like, I think in one of the games, he had fucking Carmelo Anthony guarding fucking Joel Embiid. Or this motherfucker actually thought it was a good idea to have Trevor Ariza fucking THT and Melo all in the same fucking time.
Yeah, we're not even talking about you guys could have Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, and you guys could have had, who's the other one? Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. It doesn't matter. He could have had Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
It doesn't matter. Those guys wouldn't have done shit.
But no, but if they were on your team with Anthony Davis and everything, they would have been fine. But let's talk about playoff teams.
Nah, we still would have lost.
Yeah, you're right. Let's talk about playoff teams.
Well, the Clippers are going to play what the Pelicans end to play.
Clippers are probably going to play the Pelicans.
Play the Suns.
To see who plays the Suns. Who would you have, Sal? Clippers, Pelicans.
According
to the Suns matchup. We all think Suns are going to win, I'm sure. Here.
I think Terrence Mann is the best player on the court, so... If they give the ball to Terrence Mann, not who'd they give it to? Reggie Jackson.
Paul George. Oh, playoff P, typical.
Oh, no. Pandemic P is going to do his thing, but, like, it's going to be Terrence Mann is the greatest Clipper of all time, and he's going to prove it.
And then how many games will they take the Suns?
Suns will sweep.
Okay. What about you, Austin?
Well, Suns will fucking sweep, but I'm not over here sucking the Suns' dick, though.
I know. They have possibly defensive player of the year, Mikal Bridges and Devin Booker, and old choke artist Chris Paul, but they will.
Well, it's Chris Paul. He's not gonna do.
Dude, I swear to you, I had COVID, so I had nothing to do. All I looked forward to was the NBA Finals. I was watching the game play by play attentively with nothing to do. And I seen Chris Paul choke in front of my own eyes in like two of those games. Like there was like 30 seconds to go. It's like, dude, if he just got a fucking bucket, Giannis would have to put up a bucket on the next end. And if he didn't, the Suns would have another game.
Be fair, he had COVID too. But that's the same thing with Chris Paul.
Fucking twice.
Every year, I spent all of last year talking shit about Chris Paul. I don't want to spend another 100 episodes doing it. I've done it before. I'll get to why later.
Listen about Chris Paul. Listen to our prior episodes. But, yeah, we all know Suns are going to sweep. I have the Clippers winning, too. Suns losing two, like, on the road or something. But it doesn't matter because I have my champions coming up right here in the second matchup. Grizzlies, number two seed, going against the championship NBA play-in T-Wolves. So,
did you say champion? You think the Grizzlies are going to win it all this year?
No, they're going to go to the championship. They're going to be the Western Conference champions. So they're my side. I didn't say the Bucks side. The Bucks are my Eastern Conference champions. I got Grizzlies on this side. I don't care how young they are. The Sixers, not the Sixers, the Suns kind of disproved that theory. Even though they had Chris Paul, they were a young team that had no playoff real experience, and they still went to the finals. Like, if the right team catches on, this Grizzlies team is hot, and they didn't even need Ja Morant. They're better without Ja Morant, honestly. Desmond Bane's been playing fucking crazy. They're one of the top defensive teams in the league. I'd rather have a defensive team going 7-game series. And, you know, everyone loves that bald beard coach. So just stick with him. Bald beard coach. I got Grizzlies beating the T-Wolves in a sweep. You got to
cherish every day, man. Boston, who you got on that series?
Fucking T-Wolves versus fucking Grizz?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a fucking sweep.
Yeah, sweep. Easy.
I agree with Sal too. I mean, I agree with Ryan. I do have him coming out of the Western Conference. I think it's between them and Dallas. But that's a fucking Luka could say help.
Yeah.
No, Luka's crazy, dude. Luka's carried me, and he will carry Dallas to maybe. You're right. He might take out the Grizzlies.
I like the Grizzlies. I'm rooting for the Grizzlies, kind of like I was rooting for the Cavs. But they play that fast break, regular season style basketball. They don't play playoff basketball. They're just really cool.
They're deep though. They have Jaren Jackson. They have Steven Adams. They have a great. They have a big. They have everything to like.
But they
the checks.
They don't. They play check regular season basketball. They don't play playoff basketball.
They can though. They can
no,
still.
No, you're talking about the Warriors. They play regular season basketball.
Yes. You'll see what happens. And you know what? Fuck the Warriors because we're going to talk about them now. We got the Warriors. Against what I think is going to be the upset of the first round. I think that the Nuggets are actually going to take them out. I like Jokic and the Nuggets. Even though they have nobody else besides Jokic. And Will Barton's kind of helping in my boy Bones Island. I got Joker, dude. Fuck Steph Curry and the Warriors. All fucking. Yeah, what happened to MVP talk? He's not even top three anymore.
He got hurt.
He got hurt. Yeah, because he's fucking fickle, man.
Nah, once he got that record, he was just done for the year.
He sucks. This is what he does every
time.
But
Klay is catching on at the right time.
Barely. He's not. not that good. He's great.
That team, has depth. That team, everybody,
every game.
Everybody played every game this year, pretty much, like, on that team.
Same with the Nuggets, bro. They're all, like, the same team. They're just
The Nuggets are just Jokic.
But then he facilitates the ball. They got Frank Capizano. They have Austin Rivers.
Aaron Gordon's been playing good.
They have Aaron Gordon. They have a bunch of like role players for him. I mean, like granted, these role players would suck if it was just like LeBron, old LeBron James. Jokic though, like he's one of the best in the league.
Nah, they just have to stop Jokic and.
I got Nuggets in six. What do you got, Austin?
I think it's gonna be Nuggets in seven.
Me and Austin are on the same side. We're just healing the fuck out of this. I love it.
I just think it's crazy how much better they would be, the Nuggets, if they fucking had fucking Porter and they had fucking Murray.
Yeah.
They had Jamal Murray.
Maybe one.
I think they would be my favorite to fucking win it all, but you know what? They're not healthy, so fuck them.
And that's why I'm going to go with the Warriors. The Warriors, watch somebody just be a good player.
I'm tired of this.
In six.
Yeah, we have Jordan Poole. We don't need LaMelo Ball talk. James Wiseman sucks.
I think only like two people have said that to you.
Is that guy even fucking playing?
Who? James Wiseman? No, he's not playing. Yeah. He's not played. LaMelo's been fucking an all-star rookie of the year playing? Since then.
James Wiseman is playing? He's been playing this whole time?
No, he hasn't played.
He's not going to play. They shut him down.
Oh, well, fuck. That fucking proves my theory even fucking more. That guy fucking sucks.
They won't even have Steph for this series.
Oh my god.
Probably not.
Oh my god.
What?
Weak.
Oh dude. Oh.
That's
oh,
why everybody's gonna be betting on the Nuggets.
It's definitely a Nuggets fucking win.
Yeah, he's back, barely back to practice right now for the first time.
What's the spread on that? I mean, what are the odds on that?
I'm not too sure. Sal's got that, but yes, the Warriors. We don't see that. Well, what do you see, Sal? Do you see the Warriors or Nuggets win?
I think Warriors in six.
Okay, Warriors in six. Well, who's going to guard Jokic? That's all I want to know.
No, I mean, Jokic is going to probably score 100 points, but, like, I've seen plenty of games this year where Jokic scores 100 fantasy points and it doesn't mean anything. They still lost.
Yes.
You can't. It's just going to be him.
He's ready for the playoffs. He's good.
I just think it's only him.
As soon as he gets out of the game, their whole team crumbles.
But it depends if Bones Highland. That's what I'm saying. Bones Highland.
If he gets into foul trouble, if he starts talking shit in another language and they don't like it.
Nah, I just think the Warriors like fucking offense doesn't translate to the postseason.
Warriors are favored.
Yes, they got lucky that one year when they fucking beat the Cavs, but after that they couldn't do shit without KD.
Nah.
And especially with fucking Courier, forget it.
That's only plus 170 too for the Nuggets to win that series.
Yeah, give me the Nuggets.
Next matchup, we got Austin's Dallas Mavericks going against the Utah Jazz, going against the Mormons. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Utah. Let's go with Dallas Mavericks. I got the Dallas Mavericks, and I got them in a 7-game series because you can't downplay how much defense the Utah Jazz play. The Mavs play good, like, you know, perimeter defense. Well, they did when they had Tim Hardaway and Dorian Finney, but they do play good perimeter defense. But they have Gobert in the middle, which is better than any center on the Mavs. And Donovan Mitchell is nothing to play with in the playoffs. That fool always goes on. Like, it's just his team crumbles and, you know, they all choke. He kind of chokes too, but he'll drop like 40 points still at one point. So I still think it's going to go seven, but I got Dallas because I wish I was in Dallas. And I like Luka. And you want me the championship. I'm going to go with Luka.
Well, if Luka even plays, right now the Jazz are favored to win that series.
No, he is going to play. What are you talking about?
Well, the Jazz are still favored to win that series.
Yeah,
It's Mavericks plus 250? 230, it looks like.
Yes. Yeah. See, the problem is you're sipping the Luka magic. He's great, but when you have Donovan Mitchell, dude, their team is fucking deep, dude. They even have Bojan. They have a lot of guys. If Luka had the team that Donovan Mitchell had, he would whoop the shit out of Donovan Mitchell in the fucking match. But he doesn't, so. Well, who do you got, Austin?
I agree with you. I think it's going to go seven games. I mean, fuck. What's his face? Fucking Donovan Mitchell's always going to fucking bring it. And you can't fucking forget that legendary fucking series we have with the fucking Nuggets.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see him going seven games. Because I think the Mavs are a really streaky team. Like, one day they'll fucking can't miss shit, and then the other day they're like, oh shit, you know?
Yeah, because they shoot a lot of threes. Live and die by it.
And then fucking Quinn Snyder knows for his defense, and fucking I think Rudy Gobert is a fucking defensive player of the year candidate.
Yeah, he's probably second. It's probably me. Yeah, Giannis.
They probably won't give it to him again, though.
No, they give it to Giannis.
Yeah. No, they're going to give it to Mikal. Or,
the fake Bridges?
Maybe Marcus Smart if they make it far.
Oh my god, no.
They make it far, they have the number one defense, and he's the top player.
Yeah, that's all the matchups, though. That's all of them, Sal. I don't know if we're going to have you again before we're done with all of our NBA playoff previews. Who do you think is going to win the championship, Austin?
Sheesh, fuck. Man, I say it's between the Bucks or the Heat. I think the Eastern Conference is way better than the Western Conference right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's why the Pistons carried that conference, but yes.
LeBron carried that conference.
Well, people want to... No, don't give yours out, because if people want to listen and hear our championship, you know, our opinions, because we give good opinions, man, and I'm... You're the better basketball.
Basketball,
player.
I...
You're the better guy.
Except Austin did beat me at March Madness.
And you only battled Buchanan.
Yeah, I was not the best at March Madness this year.
Yeah, Austin,
I'm ready for my Chivas Regal.
Yo, that came down to that UCLA game.
Yeah.
Like, the UCLA,
then,
North Carolina.
Then it went off the ship from there.
We were tied into there, and then it was just like nonsense. But all right, it was great having you. Poor Man Bets. Where do they find you?
On Twitter, Poor Man Bets. You know where to find me. Tweeting my bullshit.
All right. Thanks for being on the show, Austin. We'll have you again when your Rams are up.
Or when your Dodgers.
Even the drafts. Even the draft, the NBA draft. I'm down.
Yeah.
All right. Then. Sounds good.
All right.
Late.
Eight.
Yeah. We're good, man. We're like, done a lot of episodes.
222.
A lot of twos are up. We could DJ while we're loud. But thank you again for listening, wherever you are listening, wherever you stream Too Loud and with Sal and Ryan. When we come back, we are going to have Too Loud Minutes for the first time in a while. Ever since we did football, we haven't done Too Loud Minutes, but I think it's time to bring it back. Tournament's over. It's time for you to hear the loudest news that happened this week. We are Too Loud. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Too Loud. Walk it like I talk it. 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 Hey. Walk it like I talk it.
Too loud minutes.
Yes, was that when you was listening to Too Loud? Too Loud Minutes of the loudest stories of the week. We're going to go over it.
Too Loud Minutes.
We're going over all of it in three.
Too Loud Minutes.
Loud.
Too Loud Minutes.
So, I know this isn't like top news of the story, but it was just weird. Boozy on a video, like on IG Live, was saying that he told his mom to show her cheeks to get her man. To get a man. Would you tell your mom to show her cheeks to get a man, Sal?
I'm happy that my mom is able to get a man without showing cheeks. Netflix is releasing a documentary about J-Lo's halftime performance, Super Bowl halftime performance.
Okay, cool. I mean,
do you think it was worth it? One of the greatest ever? It came after my top 10 list, but I think I would have put them at, like, top 3.
No. Yes, of course it was worth it. It was 100% worth it. It's so worth it. And actually, if you come out to Too Loud when we do our little DJ events, I actually have it on the video board. I have the Shakira and J-Lo halftime show. It's great content.
Are you saying our events are as good as J-Lo?
No, they're not. The Game said that he's a better rapper than 50 Cent. He's like, hey, I'm not a better, like, behind the movie guy.
Businessman.
But I am a better rapper than 50 Cent. Is that cap or not, Sal?
Probably, like, bar for bar, probably the Game, but 50 Cent made more, so yeah. Nah, I think he just, his music kind of hit more than his Game's music did. And then finally we passed WrestleMania, so some highlights. Cody Rhodes and Stone Cold came back to WrestleMania, and then over on AEW, Jeff Hardy and Samoa Joe came. Which one are you more hyped for?
I'm more hyped for Stone Cold. Stone Cold's super badass. He drinks a lot of beer and he just beats up a lot of people, whether you're a woman or a man.
He beat up Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
and Vince McMahon. And Pat McAfee.
That's why he doesn't care. Stunned
everybody.
Celebrity being old man. He'll take your ass out. I don't care about Jeff Hart. Like, it doesn't matter. He always comes back at a certain time. And Samoa Joe, I never care. Yeah, and Little Dirk, he showed little WWE 2K22 footage of him beating up NBA YoungBoy to, like, further their beef.
It wasn't even him throwing...
Did you like it?
No, because it wasn't even him beating him up. Of all the things you could do in WWE 2K, he just had a video of him throwing him. Like, not even, like, throwing him into anything. It just... Tossed him across the ring. You could put him through a table. You could have hit him with a stunner.
You
could have punched him. You could have kicked him.
Well,
and all they got was just the guy throwing him.
Yeah, so that was too loud.
Like straight.
Let's know what you think.
Could have thrown him off like a roof onto a car or something.
We'll come back with the second round with another episode for 2-2-3. It's all two.